Now, listen again.
Today, I want to talk about levels of language usage. You probably have noticed that people express similar ideas in different ways, depending on the situation they are in. This is very natural. All languages have two general broad categories or levels of usage: a formal level and an informal level. And this is true for English, too. I'm not talking about correct and incorrect English. What I'm talking about are two levels of correct English. Each level is correct when used in a particular situation. Formal language is the kind of language you find in textbooks, reference books such as encyclopedias, and in business letters. For example, a letter to a university would be in a formal style. You would also use formal English in essays and papers that you write in school. People usually use formal English when they give classroom lectures or speeches at ceremonies, such as graduations. We also tend to use formal language in conversations with people we don't know well, or with people we have a formal relationship with, such as professors, bosses, doctors, friends of our parents, strangers, etc. Informal language is used in conversation with colleagues, family, and friends, and when we write personal notes, emails, or text messages to friends. Formal language is different from informal language in several ways. However, today I'm just going to talk about a couple of ways. First of all, formal language tends to be more polite. Interestingly, formal language usually takes more words to be polite. For example, I might say to a friend or family member, "Close the door, please." But to a stranger or someone in authority, I probably would say something like, "Would you mind closing the door?" Or, "Excuse me, could you please close the door?" Using words like could and would makes my request sound more polite, as well as more formal. With friends and family, I want to be polite, so I use the word please. But I don't want to sound too formal, so I don't use phrases like would you or excuse me. Another difference between formal and informal language is some of the vocabulary. There are some words and phrases that belong in formal language and others that are informal. Let me give you a couple of examples of what I mean. Let's say that I really like soccer. If I'm talking to my friend or colleague, I might say, "I'm just crazy about soccer." But if I were talking to my boss or a friend of my parents, I would probably say, "I really enjoy soccer," or "I like soccer very much." Or let's say I'm telling someone some news I heard about the police. To my friend, I might call the police the cops, but to my teacher, I would say the police. The line between formal and informal language is not always clear, and people are probably less formal today than in the past. But it is useful to be aware that these two levels or categories do exist. The best way for a non-native speaker of English to learn the difference is to observe the different ways English speakers speak or write in different situations. The speech of television news reporters, your college professors in class, your doctors in their offices, etc., will usually be more formal. However, the speech of your classmates, teammates, family members, and friends will generally be more informal. The difference can be learned over time by observing and interacting with native or near-native speakers of English.
Now move to the next page.